Dreamscape presents Miss Ruffles Inherits Everything by Nancy Martin, narrated by Susie Alphens. Chapter 1. You may all go to hell, and I will go to Texas. David Crockett. When I first arrived in the town of Mule Stop, Texas, I developed a theory that Texans are always polite to each other, because they figure everybody else is packing a gun. The checkout girl at the Tejas grocery store proudly told me she was descended from Bonnie Parker and carried a replica of the same .38 revolver Bonnie used in her shootout alongside Clyde Barrow, a fact the young lady disclosed at the same moment she handed me a brochure for the Cowboy Church, her place of worship, which was located at a former drive-in theater. Parishioners were invited to bring folding chairs if they didn't want to sit on their horses or tailgates for the worship service. I felt as if I'd landed from another planet. I still do. Texas has that effect on people. Honeybell Hensley's memorial did not take place at the Cowboy Church, but rather at First Methodist, where the leading citizens of Mule Stop came early and packed the pews shoulder to shoulder to send the famously rich Honeybell off to the promised land. When I hauled open the creaky oak door at the back of the sanctuary, every man and woman suddenly craned around with one thought in mind, that maybe it was all a big mistake and Honeybell was showing up for her own funeral. They probably hoped she might drive that white Lexus convertible of hers right up the steps, tossing rose petals in her wake, or maybe silver dollars. Yes, big, shiny Texas silver dollars were more Honeybell style. But it was only me.